Proclamation number 7897, dated the May 21st, 1961. Whitsun experience. The event my disciples experienced at Whitsun can repeat itself with every one of you. For I have promised my spirit to all people with the words, I will send you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. Single quote. It was not merely a unique experience only intended for my disciples. Instead, my spirit flows time and again to those people who make heartfelt contact with me and appeal to my spiritual strength. And, in fact, everyone can feel the strength of the spirit within himself. As his thinking will become enlightened, everything that was previously incomprehensible will be understandable to him. For my spirit grants clarity and light because it is a direct illumination from me, who is the light of eternity. Hence, the outpouring of the spirit upon my disciples was not a unique experience. Instead, this process was taking place for the first time, since prior to my crucifixion it was not possible for a person who had not yet found redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ to be imbibed by my spirit. As long as people were still afflicted by the original sin, they were unable to establish this heartfelt bond with me. The guilt of the being's apostasy from me stood between myself and each and every person, and it was impossible for my spirit to permeate a soul encumbered by sin. Once the act of salvation had been accomplished, the path of return to me was also open for every person. From then on it was possible for every soul to so shape itself through love that the awakening of the spirit into life took place, so that the spiritual spark in the person strove towards the eternal Father Spirit, and the person's heartfelt bond with me enabled me to pour my strength into him, so that my spirit filled his soul and brightly enlightened him, teaching him from within in all truth, so that the divine abilities, which lay dormant or buried within as a result of his past original sin, emerged again, so that all these abilities became extraordinarily dominant and testified to his unity with me, so that they thus proved the divine nature of the one who had entered into unity with me. Then the disciples were able to speak, for they were filled by my spirit. They were able to perform miracles, heal the sick, and also have an insight into the spiritual kingdom. Then they were true apostles of my gospel, for they recognized the truth within themselves. They were guided and impelled by my spirit to speak according to my will. They were permeated by the strength of the spirit, just as I previously promised that I will remain with my own until the end of the world. And this promise did not just apply to my disciples but to all people, which this promise self-evidently shows. I always wanted to please people, I always wanted to pour out my spirit, always convey the truth to them, which was only possible through my spirit. Yet how rarely has my word been understood, how rarely is this promise taken notice of, and therefore the outpouring of my spirit not aspired to either, even though everyone would be able to experience it. But I also linked it to the condition that you should believe in me and keep my commandments, for the outpouring of the spirit is like a direct revelation. And I can only reveal myself to someone who lives in love, who thus awakens the indwelling spirit to life. Do understand that my spirit will guide you into all truth, that Roman 1, the eternal love, reveal myself, that I convey knowledge to you and thus educate you from within. And in this way I also instructed my disciples. I gave them the ability to understand everything I had previously told them, and then, according to this understanding, to proclaim me myself and my act salvation to their fellow human beings, for they should be informed of my will and the cause of their wretchedness, as well as the goal I had set for their life on Earth. Thus, they needed to know everything themselves in order to truthfully instruct their fellow human beings. And at present I likewise fill my disciples with my spirit again and send them into the world, because people shall know my will once more in everything that lays ahead of them. The gospel of love shall be proclaimed to them anew by my servants who are embodied by my spirit so that they can carry out the task I have allocated to them. For it is the time of the end and people ought to know the truth, which only I myself can give to them through my spirit, which permeates those who are willing to serve me, and who I send into the world again before the end has come. Amen.